This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now, Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Zach, we are just 2 weeks away from finally knowing that knowing what the Broncos are going to do with number 12.
Yeah, Brady, unless they trade number 12 and like trade for 2 second round picks and we don't even get a first round pick. No, I don't think that's going to happen. That would, oh my gosh, talk about putting fans to sleep. That's what that scenario would be. I think it's more likely that the Broncos do the opposite and trade up if they're going to trade. And I think trading up, trading down, I think all of those things are a possibility. We don't really know what Sean Payton and George Payton, what that combination looks like in the first round, because obviously last year they didn't have a first round pick after trading for Russell Wilson and then also trading for Sean Payton. So this is the first time we get to see what this combo, the Payton combo, does in the first round.
Yeah, I really hope, Zach, that we are, that the Broncos will keep that 12 or move, as you talked to us, I think a week or two ago, or move up. I would be pretty let down, to be honest, if the Broncos trade that pick to just acquire second round picks and then move back.
I agree with you, Brady. And, you know, if Sean Payton weren't the coach of the Broncos and they were still doing this process of moving on from Russell Wilson, obviously Sean Payton's a big part, maybe the reason why they moved on from Russ, but let's just take Sean out of this equation. Then I can see, okay, it would probably be responsible to trade down, to not go quarterback this year, to get a second round pick, to get a good player at pick 18 or 20, get another great player in the second round, and then really embrace a full rebuild and honestly a full tank for this year. Then you go get your quarterback next year. But Brady, Sean Payton has never showed that he is going to do that sort of thing where he just fully rebuilds and tears everything down for a couple of years. Obviously, the Broncos are tearing some things down, but I just don't buy that Sean Payton is going to do a full rebuild that takes multiple years. I think he wants a quick little reboot, I think is the word that he used, where, yes, they do, they don't have an ideal cap situation this year with Russell Wilson's contract, and they did have to move on from an all-pro safety in Justin Simmons, but I just see it being, okay, let's get the quarterback this year, let's compete this year, let's build the team this year, and then next year is when we really go all in. We have a lot more cap situations, and then that's when we get really good players to build around this young quarterback who will now be going into his second year, and then that's when the Broncos can make a push.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you. I think there is going to be a little bit of the tank or rebooting, whatever you want to call it, this year, but it is hard to believe that Sean Payton would be willing to basically say, hey, it took year four before I was competitive with the Broncos. I'm with you. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly it. Is, okay, Sean tried to make it work with Russ last year. That was part of the plan when he was hired. Do what you can to see if you can make it work with Russ. If not, then we'll let you move on from him and then make your moves. But I don't think, Sean, you're exactly right. If the Broncos wait until next year to draft a quarterback and make a move on a quarterback, then you're really not looking to be competitive until year four of Sean Payton. He only has a five-year contract right now, and the owners trust him right now. But let's say it gets to year three or four. Are they still really going to trust him? They are financially capable of moving on from him if they need to after this year. Like, whenever they want, they have the means to do it. So I don't think Sean's feeling the pressure now. But I also don't think that Sean is just going to have an endless checkbook and he's going to be able to do this and not succeed. So I do think that he is planning on, okay, look, two down years to start, then we really gear up in year three. That's when I think it happens.
Zach, if the Broncos select a quarterback, in your mind, you know, you studying so many of these guys at this stage, who fits the best with what Sean Payton is doing, you know, with his offense?
Yeah, and Brady, I think that's exactly the question that needs to be asked, is who fits best, because Sean Payton has made it very clear this offseason and by moving on from Russell Wilson that he doesn't care who national analysts have rated as the top quarterback. He doesn't care who other teams have rated as the top quarterback. It's who fits Sean Payton the best. So that's how you need to view all of this. And I really think that the top two guys, with taking Caleb Williams off the board, I think the top two guys for him would be Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. I think those guys fit what he is looking for. Very quick processors, guys that make great decisions on the field. And we've seen it, especially with J.J. We've seen him run a more pro-style offense. I know some people get so turned off by the idea of J.J. McCarthy. I really think that he is a Sean Payton quarterback. Now, saying that, Brady, that could be picks 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, and the Broncos could have no chance to get either of those guys. Drake May is a guy that I think a lot of teams are going to fall in love with because of the physical tools. I think Sean Payton cares way more about the mental side of the game than the physical tools. So I'm not sold that Sean Payton is sold or likes Drake May at all. Bo Nix is kind of the other interesting one, who if the Broncos select him at 12, all of Sean Payton's warnings this offseason would make sense. Hey, we don't care where a guy is slated to go. We don't care about that. That's what Sean has said in the past. That would really point to a Bo Nix sort of player. And Bo Nix is a guy that processes fast. Now, Bo Nix was making really one decision reads in college, and he was very accurate, but he wasn't throwing the ball downfield. He had a career high, set a record for completion percentage this past year at Oregon at over 77%. So you'd have to project a little bit. Okay, can he be successful throwing the ball downfield? Can he be successful going through multiple reads? But Bo Nix on the surface does appear to fit what Sean is looking for.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Okay, so, I mean, how confident are you then when you're talking about these quarterbacks? It does seem like Brock Bowers' name keeps coming up. You're seeing a lot of cornerbacks' names coming up. I know you posted a while ago the Broncos are visiting with cornerback Levi Wallace. So what are the chances that, you know, 12 comes and maybe the Broncos, the guy that they really want's gone, or they think they can get him later or whatever, that Denver does decide to go with another position player?
Yeah, I do certainly think there's a chance. And one of the things that the Broncos aren't going to do, Brady, they're not going to take a quarterback just to take a quarterback. They're only going to take a quarterback if they love a quarterback. Now, that's when the option of trading up comes into place. Let's say it gets past the first three picks and J.J. McCarthy is still on the board, and that is a guy that Sean Payton loves, or Jaden Daniels is on the board. The Broncos are going to try to be very, very aggressive to get up to number 4 or to get up to number 6 or to get up to number 7. Wherever one of these guys falls to, they will be very aggressive to go get that guy. But let's say the Vikings, they just have a more appealing trade offer because they have 2 first-round picks this year that they can trade, and so the Vikings, the Broncos try, and the Vikings make that jump. And then let's say the Broncos are sitting there at 12, and the two guys that they loved at quarterback are off the board. Absolutely, they're not going to draft Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix or Drake May just because they're quarterbacks. If they don't love them, they will go with Brock Bowers if he is there at 12. And honestly, Brady, I think that is the dream scenario. If the Broncos go non-quarterback in the first round, I think Brock Bowers falling to them at 12 is the dream scenario for Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton, I know Sean Payton loves Brock Bowers. And then you also look with what the Broncos need on offense. They need playmakers. They need elite players at skill positions. And that's exactly what Brock Bowers brings to the table. You look and there's 3 elite wide receivers in this draft. And then there's also Brock Bowers at that tight end position who is elite. And if you're able to land him at 12, yeah, it's not a quarterback and that would stink, but he would be a great weapon for a young quarterback next year when they draft one. And Brock Bowers would just be a game changer for this offense, where they have pieces at running back. They have pieces at wide receiver. Greg Dulcich is explosive when healthy, but Brock Bowers is just the complete package.
If the last one for you, Zach, if the Broncos do go with a Brock Bowers or a different position at number 12, how realistic is it then that they still take a quarterback? And I know they don't have a second right now, but they're looking at a guy in the third round.
Yeah, it's realistic. It's a possibility, but he would not be the plan if they end up just waiting till the third round. I think that guy, so you're probably talking Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt in the third round. Those guys would come in and they would compete with Jared Stidham for the starting quarterback job. But let's say the season goes as we would all expect if they don't draft a first round quarterback and the Broncos are sitting in the top 10, top five next year. That quarterback would certainly not preclude the Broncos from drafting a quarterback next year. So it'd be more so a shot at a quarterback instead of the plan at quarterback for the future.
Zach, it's going to be interesting, man. I can't wait till we finally know what this Broncos team is going to do. And we'll look forward to going over all of it with you these next couple of weeks.
Man, I look forward to it as well, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. 48 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll figure out what we learned on today's episode of The Whole Show. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.